The image of being a man in the middle haunted me. I wanted to take some action that would justify my existence, and that might turn all the negatives of my past into something positive. I continued to work, surreptitiously and very irregularly, on Conscience of an Economic Hitman, and yet I did not deceive myself into believing that it would ever be published. In 1991, I began guiding small groups of people into the Amazon to spend time with and learn from the Shuars, who were eager to share their knowledge about environmental stewardship and indigenous healing techniques. During the next few years, the demand for these trips increased rapidly and resulted in the formation of a non-profit organization, Dream Change Coalition, dedicated to changing the way people from industrialized countries see the Earth and our relationship to it. Dream Change developed a following around the world and empowered people to create organizations with similar missions in many countries. Time magazine selected it as one of the 13 organizations whose websites best reflect the ideals and goals of Earth Day. Throughout the 1990s, I became increasingly involved in the nonprofit world, helping to create several organizations and serving on the board of directors of others. Many of these grew out of the work of highly dedicated people at Dream Change and involved working with indigenous peoples in Latin America, the Shuars and Achuars of the Amazon, the Quechuas of the Andes, the Mayas in Guatemala, or teaching people in the United States and Europe about these cultures. SWEC approved of this philanthropic work. It was consistent with SWEC's own commitment to the United Way. I also wrote more books, always careful to focus on indigenous teachings and to avoid references to my EHM activities. Besides alleviating my boredom, these measures helped me keep in touch with Latin America and the political issues that were dear to me. But try as I might to convince myself that my nonprofit and writing activities provided a balance, that I was making amends for my past activities, I found this increasingly difficult. In my heart, I knew I was shirking my responsibilities to my daughter. Jessica was inheriting a world where millions of children are born, saddled with debts they will never be able to repay. And I had to accept responsibility for it. This book is continued on Disc 7.